Good job, David. Thank you very much for leading us tonight into those great songs. You know, we are so blessed to be able to be upon God's good earth today, to know that our God watches over us and cares for us, and that we're not just a number or a statistic, but that in reality, we are the children of Almighty God. I want to talk to you tonight about the battle of burdens, or those things that encumber us. You could refer to them perhaps as obstacles or a load or a worry, anxiety. It could be any number of things. But you know, every one of us are people that have a burden. Now, I ask you the question tonight, do you have a burden? But I already know the answer to that one question. I know that you have a burden. We are all burdened in this life, according to what Christ taught in the book of Matthew chapter 11. And it is true. I heard a story one time about a man who went home one afternoon from work, and he grabbed his wife and he embraced her and he kissed her and told her how much he loved her and all this kind of stuff. And anyway, she looked at him and she said, "Oh, honey, you need to do that more often." And he said, "Well, I will," but he said, "I was just following the doctor's orders." And said, "The doctor's orders?" And he said, "Yes, that's right." Said, "I saw the doctor today, and he told me to go home and embrace my burdens." And, you know, we should embrace our burdens in life. And my wife is going this way. That's not one to use. Okay, all right. Anyway, in Jeremiah 10 and verse 19, Jeremiah, the great prophet of old, said, "Woe is me, for my hurt. My wound is grievous, but I said, this truly is a grief, and I must bear it." There are times when we have to bear our own burden, and of course, we know the Bible actually teaches that in the book of Galatians 6 and verse 5. Paul says, "Every man shall bear his own burden." We all have burdens. I mean, every one of us. If you look at your life, you realize how burdened you are maybe at times. Burdens are big things. You know, we sing so many songs that talk about burdens. We sing that old hymn, and generally we sing it as an invitation hymn, David. Burdens are what? Lifted at Calvary. And they are they not? They are. Now, you are not a burden. You have a burden, which by definition is too heavy to carry on your own, Paul writes. Now, I want you to think with me tonight. Number one, why do not people do not want to face their burden? And there are a lot of them that will not. There are a lot of them that deny their burdens, but sometimes we want to frame our burdens in our own way and perhaps make our burden say something that it really doesn't say at all. And yet God teaches us that we are to allow God to dictate the burdens that we bear and the ones that we allow others to bear for us. Someone said you cannot swim for the new horizons until you have the courage to leave sight of the shore. And that is so true in life with people. We have to get away from the shore and look at what lies before us. Secondly, we look only at the things seen here and now. We carry our burdens, we look at our burdens, and yet Paul says that never has entered into the mind of man, and the eye has not seen, and the ear hath not heard about the glory that God shall reveal in us. And so the burdens that we have to bear here in this life are not to be compared to the glory that God is going to shower upon us someday. God has made that promise again through Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3. When God said, and this is one of his great promises, he said to call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Amen. He repeats it. Now, consider that. There's so many things that are going on behind the curtain of life that we know not. We don't. And we just have to realize that when we are faced with a burden in life, that perhaps maybe God is trying to teach us something. He who is mighty has done great things. Now, that's what Jeremiah said. And we know there's only one mighty, and that is our God who is in heaven. When Peter wrote to the early church in his second epistle, the third chapter, verse 10 through 12, he actually talks about the contrast between physical and spiritual burdens that we bear. You know, Paul had a burden for the lost. That was the way he described it. He said, "My heart's desire is for Israel." Now, he had a great love for Israel, and he wanted his Israeli brothers and sisters to be saved and to come into a relationship with Christ. And he knew that the physical problems and the burdens that he might be bearing in life were not here again to be compared to anything else. We're all going to face burdens in this life. But sometimes people think that the church is unnecessary to burden removal. Now, I'm not suggesting tonight that God takes away every burden that we have in this life. Even Jesus prayed with the burden that he experienced for lost souls in the garden. And he prayed in Gethsemane, "Father, not my will, but your will be done." And so he is praying to God with that burden. You know what? We ought to be a people that go to our God because we have our own Gethsemane as well. But a lot of people say, "Well, I don't need the church." Yes, you do. You do need the church. For Galatians 6 and verse 2 says, "Bear you one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." The way that you fulfill the law of Christ, Paul says here, is by bearing one another's burdens. You know, a lot of times people don't even want to hear about your burden. But you know what? I'm convinced that God wants those of us that are Christians to bear the burden of each other. And that is to reach out in their hurts. Reach out when they are troubled. Reach out in their anxiety. And realize that perhaps words that you might say or another might say to a brother who is experiencing tremendous burden can be the very thing that lifts him to a higher plateau. So bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Jesus Christ. Now, a burden shared, someone said, is halved, or it is doubled, depending on who you share it with. Sometimes people talk when they should not be talking. And sometimes people say things that they ought not to be saying. If a brother is going through burden, again, respect the confidence of that individual and not be spreading news that certainly is not necessary. But number four, some think that God cannot do anything about our burden. You know, I mentioned a moment ago that a lot of times the burdens that we have may have come from God. When you look at Job, we know that the devil was the one who actually brought it into his life, but God allowed it. And God was still in control, and he told the devil that you can do everything in the world to Job, but you cannot take his life. I mean, that man went through horrendous problems in life, one right after another. But he realized that God was the only source of help that was available. Job's three friends were friends for about a week. And after that, they started blaming Job and telling Job that if you just confess your sins before God, God will take all this away. All that you're going through right now, from the crown of your head down to the soles of your feet, the problems and the issues that you have are because you have committed some horrible sin. Job knew better. And he trusted in God, and he says, "Though he slay me, yet will I serve him." He said, "I will be tried in fire, and I will come forth as gold." Because God works again behind the curtain, and we don't always understand what is going on. I do know one thing for sure, and this statement here is absolutely, and I can confidently say it is true, that if the battle is too big, it's not yours to fight. Give it to God. Don't we sing that old song, "The battle belongs to the Lord"? The young people sing it anyway. But the battle does belong to the Lord. That's exactly what God told Israel in 1 Samuel 17 and verse 47. Leave it up to God. Cast your burden on Him. For we read in 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, casting all of your care, not part of it, notice this, casting all of your care on Him, for He careth for you. Isn't it a wonderful thing tonight to know that whatever we are experiencing in life, that God is allowing us to bear the burden? Isn't it wonderful to know that God is the one who is in control? And by the way, did you know Paul, when he wrote again, made this observation that God will not allow you to be so burdened, tried, tempted, whatever it happened to be, that you will not be able to bear it. And if that be the case, the battle doesn't belong to you. The battle belongs to the Lord. Let God take care of it. Sometimes we are in such a quandary about why God doesn't fix that problem or take that burden away immediately, but there are reasons that we know not. I see so many people in life today that are bearing burdens, honestly. And you see them too. They may be walking by you in Walmart or maybe at one of the supermarkets or whatever. It could be your postman. Could be. Could be one of your neighbors that's having a tough time right now, and you don't know what's going on, but you know that there is a problem, and they are bowed down in sorrow about the burden that they are bearing. We can be reminded so many, many times. I just put a few passages of Scripture here that remind us of how great and how wonderful our God is. For in Psalm 68 and 19, blessed be the Lord who daily, listen to this, who daily does it now, bears our burden, the God of our salvation, in the morning. All right, God's already working on your issue right now, tonight. And so when you get up out of bed in the morning, God already has the solution ready. We do. And we have to follow whatever the Lord tells us. Do you remember Jesus in Matthew chapter 11 when he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest"? One translation uses the word for heavy laden, burdened in life. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." Now listen to this one. "For my burden is light." My burden is light. What God asks of us, or what God allows in our life, is not nearly as heavy as the burdens of this world and the anxiety. We sing this old song too, David. "He took my burden all away. Up to a brighter day, He gave me a song, a wonderful song, a wonderful song I now can sing. In my heart, joy bells ring. He gave me a song, a wonderful song." I don't know what the writer had in mind in that particular hymn. Perhaps maybe it went back to the days when Israel was in captivity and they took their harp and they hung it on the tree. And the enemy kept trying to get them to sing and to play the harp. And they said, "We have lost our song." I'm afraid there are many people in our world tonight that have lost their song because they are burdened down. I tell people all the time, let us help lift your burden. Let us help you embrace your burden and do what we can to fulfill the law of Christ. For we are to bear one another's burdens, and in so doing, we fulfill the law of Jesus. There's another hymn we sing, "Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary. Remember that hymn? Days are filled with sorrow and care, and hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, for Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary because Jesus is very near. And I'm so thankful that He is. When Paul addressed his own burden, and by the way, Paul mentioned his burden to the Corinthian church, and actually in both epistles that you read about. And anyway, when you go back and look at his life, you find Paul saying in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 16, "For which cause we faint not." Paul says, we're going through it here. We're having a difficult time. "But though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed by day." Think about that, being renewed by day. Because we've had burdens, we're being strengthened within the inner man. That's exactly what he's saying. He says, "For our light affliction," that's not by accident either, "but our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Because while we look at the things which are seen, or the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And that's God. Someone described Paul's life in this way. There is the burden that he had to bear. I'm sorry, that's a little blurry. Maybe some of you can read it, I don't know. But anyway, maybe the big words. But there was a burden that Paul had to experience. And the burden, after the burden, there was the battle. And then after the battle, the breakthrough. And sometimes it happens that same way in our life, because God is greater than the burdens that you are carrying. So cast your burden upon the Lord, and He will sustain thee. Psalm 55 and verse 22. Someone said, "I do not have to carry the weight of my burden or grief alone. God has promised to carry my burden." Isn't it amazing how God can pick us up and lift us right along with our burden as well? He longs to be my burden bearer. God told Israel that same thing, did He not? God is all-powerful. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. And so perhaps your story may be real, but there is a God who is reaching out for all of us. And sometimes we just have to stop and empty our worry wagon and call upon God to take control of that situation. Yes, there are times when we are to bear our burden, and we do that. But there are times when we need to call upon the church. There are times when we need to allow others to be blessed by allowing them to bless you. In Psalms 103, that's when David said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and bless the Lord who is within me and all that is within me." God was blessed, and He is blessed when we turn to Him. You see, God says, "Give me your burden. Give me your burden." I wonder tonight, are there those in this audience, very well could be, or those who are listening to the sound of my voice on YouTube or Facebook, could it be that you're ready to unload your burden on Christ and allow the church to help? If not, you will lead a miserable life. There are so many times through the years that I have leaned upon God and I have leaned upon the brethren, and I'm not ashamed to say that. And we should never be ashamed to say it. We should say, "Take my life and lead me on." Life always offers a second chance. It's called tomorrow. Tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen on tomorrow. God already has it planned, however. Did you know that? He does. Tomorrow could be too late, though, for those who will not disclose their need for help. Tonight we're going to sing an invitation song that David has selected. And if you're here in the audience tonight and you desire the prayers of the body of Christ, I hope you would call upon us and allow us the opportunity to bless your life and to help bear the burden, the struggle that you are under even now. While we stand and while we sing.